very important country. We are so blessed to call our home. And while we stand here today unified in support of our president, this is not just about one person. This is about our nation as a whole. And my favorite quote from President Trump so far was during his inaugural address when he said, "Today, we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C. back to you, the people." And on those two sentences, they represent the message that we shared during the campaign and the statement that the American people made on November the 8th, the take a moment to thank all of you, certainly for being here today, being a voice for conservatives in our state, but ultimately for providing a better future to my generation, your kids' generation, your grandkids' generation, and every future generation of Americans to come. As a 17-year-old, I wasn't able to cast my ballot for President Trump, and from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to thank voters all across this country for taking the first step in setting our country back on track. This election was truly monumental in the preservation of our freedom, our values, and the American pride in all of our hearts. We have placed the right people in office to implement solutions to the problems that have arisen from previous administrations. You know, the 2016 primary election was arguably one of the most divisive primary campaigns both parties have ever seen. The GOP primary revealed and exploited great discrepancy between the ideas and positions of all of our candidates from across the spectrum. Yet after a long and hard-fought battle, one candidate remained, and some didn't like that. And if we didn't learn anything else from this past year's primary, we learned which Republicans are committed to the party and its agenda and which Republicans are not. And despite the efforts of some from within, the Republican Party displayed an incredible statement of unity through binding together as one, not only to elect Donald Trump our president, but withholding majorities in both houses of Congress. This showed the nation that as Republicans and conservatives, we can disagree on many issues, but have common ground in knowing in our minds and believing in our hearts that we live in the greatest country on the face of the planet, and we should all be very proud to be an American. That's what our victory meant. You know, as a result of this election, we not only have a president working for we the people, but we have Vice President Pence, who is one of the classiest and most qualified gentlemen to ever hold the office. We have a cabinet full of qualified and conservative leaders committed to solving the problems of their respective departments. And we will soon have Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch that will uphold the Constitution upon confirmation. The election of President Trump is a catalyst for the conservative movement in multiple respects, and it sends a message to many. You know, over the past 6+ years, our country has experienced firsthand the failure of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act and the many disadvantages to government interference with our health care. And this election was a referendum on Obamacare. The American people have spoken. And it was President Barack Obama himself who said, "Consumers have it best when there is competition and there is choice. But under the healthcare policies that he developed, we have neither." And President Trump, along with Republicans in Congress, have made the commitment to us to repeal Obamacare and return the freedom of choice back to the consumers. And in January of 2016, Congress passed a bill repealing the Affordable Care Act that made it all the way to the desk of the president. And as anticipated, President Obama vetoed that bill. But the progress that the repeal of Obamacare made proved to the American electorate that a Republican in the White House would translate to the end of the Affordable Care Act. And guess what? 14 months later, we are proud to stand here today with our Republican in the White House, and it's time for Congress to send that same bill to our president's desk. Another very important component of that bill last year was the full defunding of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood has been under several investigations over the past few years involving the mistreatment and misinformation of patients, providing incentives to clinics that perform more abortions, and even the illegal selling of unborn children body parts. And this is the same organization that receives over $500 million in federal funding annually. And it is now the responsibility of the Trump administration to reallocate the taxpayer funds currently flowing into the cycle of immorality at Planned Parenthood to the over 13,000 community health clinics providing comprehensive women's health care to women across this country. You know what? Let's get that done. And let's send a resounding message to the Democrats and demand that they stop using women and their health care as political props. And as a result of our victory in November, we now have a unified Republican government committed to securing the most basic human right to every citizen, and that, of course, being the most fundamental right to life. You know, the left has also been persistent in recent years to erode the Second Amendment to the Constitution and deprive law-abiding citizens of our right to keep and bear arms. You know, gun control is not only unconstitutional, but the entire principle behind it is completely and utterly flawed. They claim that they want to implement laws to keep guns out of the hands of citizens, of criminals, who by definition do not follow laws. And in the process of doing it, they deprive we the people of liberties granted to us in the Bill of Rights. But President Trump and his administration have made it clear from day one that our rights do not come from them. They do not come from the government. Our constitutional liberties are endowed to us by our Creator, and they are not up for debate. This is one of the many commitments upon which they have not wavered. And President Trump is also taking the proper steps to keep his promise to the American electorate and fixing our broken immigration system. You know, to steal a line from the 1995 State of the Union address of President Bill Clinton, we are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. And it is time that we have an immigration system that welcomes people who immigrate legally and work to provide a better life for themselves and their families, but upholds the rule of law, putting an end to illegal immigration altogether. You know, all of these issues that we've heard about this afternoon are issues that will be resolved because the Republican Party is in office. But the other side wants more of the same. They seek to continue down this path of expanding the power of the federal government and increasing their overreach into the lives of citizens. We want to live in a country that allows us to work hard and reap the benefits of the work that we do. What a radical idea! But as we all know, the Democratic National Committee elected their new chairman this past weekend, selecting the Secretary of Labor from the Obama administration. Now let's embrace the irony here. President Obama's Secretary of Labor, under whose leadership 95 million Americans left the workforce, and we saw labor participation rates at a 40-year low. He is now the leader of the Democratic Party. He is now responsible for attempting to implement their fundamentally and morally flawed agenda across this country. But guess what? The American people have spoken with our votes, and together we have made the Democrats the minority at every level of government. And although we've spoken, the Democrats and their friends, the media, continue to brand conservatives as selfish, racist, sexist bigots that are insensitive to the issues that others are facing. They want to portray their way as the path to opportunity for every American to achieve the American dream. But what they do not understand is that we are conservatives because we recognize that we live in a country that provides us all the innate ability to reach our full potential, and we do not take that for granted. We are conservatives because we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to achieve the American dream, yet we understand that dependency does not equal empowerment.
We are conservatives because we stand behind the words of Jefferson when he said, "We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." We are conservatives because we believe in the American dream. And it is my hope for the future of this country that the American people will continue to employ the principles of conservatism to lead our nation forward, and that the principles of liberty will continue to protect the individual. And in the words of President Trump during his address to Congress on Tuesday, "This is our mission, but we can only get there together. We are one people with one destiny. We all bleed the same blood, we all salute the same great American flag, and we are all made by the same God." Ladies and gentlemen, that is why I'm glad that Donald Trump is our president. And that is how, together, we will make America great again. God bless you all, and may God continue to bless the United States of America. Thank you all very much.